SOP 131. Today we're talking do as I say, not as I do.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
All right, thank you for joining us here at the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. I am Dave Jackson, and if you'd like to reach me, it's very easy. You can send me an email to schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com. You can call in your comments at 888-563-3228. Or if you want to, you can use the phone number 234-542-0893. And today, we're going to be talking about a mistake I made. You're probably going, hey, Dave, didn't you just release like a podcast like a couple days ago? And the answer is, yeah, I did. And I'm going to talk about how I did that, how you can avoid doing it, and some of the perks that are coming up with that phone call on today's morning announcements. Are you the person in charge of your website? Then come check out the Weekly Web Tools podcast at weeklywebtools.com. Each week, we spotlight and review tools. We discuss strategies on web design and promotion. We talk a little SEO, all with the intent of enhancing your website. The Weekly Web Tools Podcast. It's the podcast for the do-it-yourself webmaster. Check it out at weeklywebtools.com. All right. Well, you might be saying, hey, Dave, you've already released a podcast this week, and that's because I made a boo-boo. Yes, I did. My interview with Paul Culligan from Podcast Secrets, we were talking about how he's doing the preview call this coming weekend, April 2nd, and you can save $80 off that preview call. And if you haven't heard that episode, if you're interested in monetizing your podcast, definitely should check out that show or just go to secretswithdave.com. In fact, David Scholes did. And because Dave signed up for that free call, Dave will be getting a free month at the School of Podcasting. And Dave, I'll be setting that up shortly after I get done with this podcast. So thank you very much for doing that. And what I did is if you go into WordPress, which most of you are doing, and you can also do this in Libsyn if you're using just the Libsyn site. But on the right-hand side, you'll see where it says post timestamp. And if you put a little check mark in that, you can change the date and the time. And I use this over at the podcastpromoshow.com, where I will do 5 shows and have them time released for the week. And I don't. It takes me very little time to do that show, and that way I have to do one every day. It just looks like I do one every day, but basically I do them in about a half hour. And what happens is you can do that, and you put your little timestamp in, make sure that check mark is checked, and when you click on publish, it's fine, except if you see that, oops, I had a typo, not that I would ever have a typo, of course, in the heading, and you go into edit that, and you edit the heading, if you don't go back and recheck that edit timestamp box and click on publish, it will publish that day. When you click publish, it is live. Now, I made the mistake because, again, I thought it wasn't going out until today, and so I have, I was testing, I think it's FeedBlitz, is a service where you can have people sign up to be notified of your podcast. And the interesting thing about FeedBlitz is they basically let people know the day after the podcast comes out. So there's a little bit of a delay, but they get notified and it's free. So when I got notified via FeedBlitz, because I used that to test that, and it said, hey, the School of Podcasting's new episode is out, I was like, oh, you forgot to put the check mark back in, and B, it's been out for about a day now. So I thought rather than go in and hide it and then re-release it and possibly have people downloading it twice and things like that, I went, I'll just leave it out, and I will make this little boo-boo into a show. So that's how you do that. In WordPress, it's on the right-hand side, post timestamp, and if you go in to edit it later, you got to put the check mark back. And in this case, I did this in the Libsyn. I just use Libsyn only for the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Why? Because I wanted one of my podcasts to be just that system. So I have many different systems that I use for some of my different podcasts. And in this case, the morning announcements just uses Libsyn. And they have the same thing. It's not a post timestamp. It's near the bottom under, I think, additional options. And so I'd gone in to edit something and didn't recheck that. And consequently, it went out live. So there you go. Today, we're learning from Dave's mistakes. All right, the other thing I want to talk about today is PodCamp Ohio. That's right. June 28th, I'm going. Columbus, Ohio. It's a one day. It's an unconference. It's free. Check it out. Pod Camp Ohio. I will be there. I believe I will be speaking there. I'm working with some folks there, but that's something that I'm excited about. I haven't been to a pod camp yet. I've had my traveling has been very restricted as I'm back in college, and you know, it's kind of hard to go to a pod camp Arizona when you've got homework. So this will be very fun, and I'm looking forward to meeting a lot of people at pod camp. I'm not going to be talking at the expo this year, and I thought I would share that. And again, this is maybe that'll be the title of this episode: Learning from Dave's Mistakes. I've spoken at the previous two expos, and I knew the competition was going to be fierce again, and kind of knew what I wanted to talk about. I was going to be talking about monetization and some of the things we've talked about on this show, and maybe a podcast 101 kind of thing. I wasn't really sure, and I waited till the day before the deadline to put together my presentation. Not really a great strategy, you know, because when you're going to be up against some stiff competition, you need to come with your A game. And I did not, basically. I kind of threw a thing together and just figured, I've been there the last 2 years, and I kind of, you know, again, I just didn't bring my A game. And guess what? I'm not talking at this year's expo. And it just kind of comes down to that same concept of a podcast. It's all about the content, and that's good content takes some time to prepare, to organize, and to present. And I had it organized in my head, but I didn't have time to do any editing. You know, I basically typed it up, did a couple spell checks, read it over, and sent it on its way. And not that it was junk. Tim was very nice. I hold no ill regard towards Tim and that organization. They had other people that were talking on the same thing, and I'm just going to take full responsibility and say, you know what? I dropped the ball. I should have thought it out a little thoroughly, really, because you do have to kind of sell your presentation, and that was probably what I was lacking in. So now, am I going to the expo? Yeah, I'll probably still go because it's Vegas, baby. You know, that's got to be fun. But if you want to hear me talk, if you want to meet me, for sure, man. June 28th, Columbus, Ohio, PodCamp, Ohio. You can register now at PodCampOhio.com. All right, I thought I would bring up one of the tips. Realize once a week, the members of the School of Podcasting get together and they chat with me live, but more importantly, we get to chat with each other. And it's this mastermind group of things that we're doing and things like that. And I'm sure you're aware of YouTube. I mean, I think your grandpa knows YouTube, right? It's such a popular website. And what if you're like me? You're an audio podcast. Well, what are you going to do? I don't do video. Well, there are software packages, things like that, that allow you. And what people are doing is they're taking an audio portion of their podcast. They're getting some pictures, and they're turning it into a slideshow that you can then upload to YouTube. They're making a video out of an audio podcast. And again, this doesn't have to be really long. It could just be, again, like almost like a promo. And think about the huge amounts of traffic that are going over at YouTube, and get that and direct it back to your website. So use an audio podcast, throw some pictures over it, upload it to YouTube, go over to TubeMogul, and blast it up to YouTube and all the other websites, and use that to get some of that traffic. There's just huge numbers over at YouTube. And, you know, if you get a trickle from YouTube, it's going to be enough to swim in. So why not? That's a great idea that we threw out there at the round table. And if you'd like to join the round tables that we have on a weekly basis, go over to schoolofpodcasting.com. That is where you'll have our tutorials and our resources and everything else. And I hope you've enjoyed this kind of bonus version of the School of Podcasting. Learn, what did we talk about today? Well, we said, if you're going to be doing that post timestamp, don't forget to check the box. If you go in and do any editing afterwards, you have to check the box again. Otherwise, you'll have my show, like I had with Paul Culligan last week, come out a couple days early. Don't forget, speaking of that phone call, you can hear that interview out at our show notes at shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. And you can sign up for that Podcast Secrets class at secretswithdave.com. If you go there and sign up at secretswithdave.com, you will receive, just like Dave Scholes, a free month at theschoolofpodcasting.com. If you go to that preview call, which is next weekend, April 2nd, and you sign up for the class, yeah, you're going to get a free year at theschoolofpodcasting.com. So you can learn how to podcast at the School of Podcasting. You can learn how to monetize your podcast over at secretswithdave.com. So that's going to do it for this kind of bonus extra version of the School of Podcasting this week. Thanks for tuning in. And until next week, class dismissed.